T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning down at 7:45 here on this Friday morning, and that means it's Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. Your opportunity to win, possibly, a couple of large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. If you can identify the sound, we have a contestant with us this morning. Terry is with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
How's your day going so far?
It's a great day, sunshine, and on my way to work.
Okay.
Nice.
Going to have a good day at work. It's just Friday. Maybe you can take tomorrow off. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea. Listen to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Listen, Terry, here's what you do this afternoon when it's nice weather. Just kind of tell the boss you're sick and go home early. What do you think?
Huh? That sounds good.
Okay. Let's play the secret sound here. What? Go ahead. Terry, what is that, you think?
Sounds like a pencil sharpener.
You are correct. Wondering how many of our younger listeners even know what that is.
Probably not very many of them.
Do you have one in your home? I've got one in my home. I don't know how many people do. Do you have one?
I have an electric one. And I have an old manual one out in the garage.
There nice. You go. Way to go, Terry.
Back up.
You stay on the line with us for a couple of minutes here, and we're going to tell you how you can get your pizza, okay? So you're the winner of our secret sound, okay? Terry,
have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for listening, sir. Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. He's got a couple of large five-topping pizzas of his choice from Papa John's Pizza. We
How about
call
that?
It
yeah.
Secret Sound Friday.
Thanks, Terry.
With Steve and Ted. Yeah, thanks, Terry. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Now three big things. Basketball, Wichita State 72, Temple 69.
Two
people dead after car-truck collision southwest of Wichita. Whistleblower questions federal response to coronavirus in California. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
We've got a traffic... things in traffic here in Wichita this morning going well so far. Not seeing any big slowdowns in traffic at this time. Seeing some very heavy traffic right now on Kellogg, and this is pretty close to West Street, both directions there. Some pretty heavy traffic at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 60 degrees. Yesterday's high was 53. Clear tonight, the overnight low 33. Saturday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high up to 69 degrees. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 9 miles per hour and 30 degrees. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. And how difficult will it be for the U.S. to avoid a major coronavirus outbreak as other countries count tens of thousands of cases?
This is House Call for Health. President Trump says the United States is the most prepared country for a disease epidemic like the coronavirus, citing a study from Johns Hopkins University. But
no country, including the U.S., is completely prepared to deal with a pandemic, especially one that's spread by respiratory transmission.
Dr. Tom Inglesby with the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security tells Fox News the disease is riskier for some more than others.
This is a serious illness for some, especially for some people over age 60. They're at higher risk. People who have pre-existing conditions are at higher risk. But children seem to be at very low risk, which is important.
But he says U.S. hospitals need to learn from hard lessons in China.
We need to make sure that our healthcare workers are protected from infection. That was something else that's really been important in China. Many healthcare workers were infected.
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
How about the Steve and Ted poll question there our webpage, knssradio.com? We're going to retire this one. It's kind of a fun one we've done this week about salad dressing. For some reason, the other night, Shelly and I were dining out, and we both had blue cheese dressing on our salad. I thought, wonder if other people enjoy blue cheese as their favorite. Well, we've got a choice for you. What is your go-to salad dressing?
All right.
Caesar comes in at 6%.
That would be me.
Ted, you're on the Caesar.
I like a good Caesar salad.
There you go. Italian, 8%. Thousand Island, 8%. Vinaigrette got 14%. And blue cheese, my favorite, came in at 24%. So what's number one? Ranch. 39% say ranch is their go-to salad dressing. All right. We've got a new question today. Do you fast or give up a luxury to observe Lent? Yes or no? It's easy. Go to our webpage, knssradio.com, for the Steve and Ted poll question for today. All right. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted, and the Dow sank nearly 1,200 points on Wall Street yesterday. It's kind of scary. Deepening a week-long global market rout caused by worries that the coronavirus outbreak will wreak havoc on the global economy. Already has, it looks like. Bond prices soaring as investors sought safe places to park money, sending the yield on the 10-year Treasury to another record low. More companies, including Microsoft, are warning their results will be hurt. The S&P is headed for its worst week since October of 2008, losing 137 points.
Which is when the recession began.
Yeah. The Dow dove 1,190 points. Big drop. NASDAQ fell 414 points. So we can hope for a little bit better prices or better market today. Major corporations advising their employees to avoid international travel as concerns over the coronavirus mount. Swiss food giant Nestle's told its 291,000 employees worldwide not to travel internationally for business until March 15th. While domestic travel should be replaced by alternative methods of communication where possible. Stay home. French cosmetics maker L'Oreal, which employs 86,000 people and owns the Maybelline and Lancome brands, issued a similar ban until March 31st. Intel directed employees and contractors to avoid China, South Korea, Japan, and other countries until further notice. So there's already a worldwide reaction going on. Now let's take a look at some local business news. From the Wichita Business Journal, a recap of this week's Biz Women Mentoring Monday event presented by the Wichita Business Journal. Around 100 women attended the nationwide event designed to help women advance their careers and make connections. Megan Hansen of BG Products says it's important for women to see the level of female empowerment in the room. Two dozen Wichita female executives served as mentors. Also this week, the Business Journal continuing its series on Women Who Lead. And this month, it's Women Who Lead on Area Boards of Directors. WBJ offers profiles of each of the 24 women named. The list includes attorney Sylvia Penner, Jackie Gearhart from UMB Bank, Mary Beth Jarvis of Nexus, and Priska Barnes of Storytime Village. And this week's list, Koch Industries companies. The Wichita Business Journal provides a list of all the company subsidiaries. Molex Incorporated is at the top of the list with 43,000 employees. Next is Georgia-Pacific, 32,000 employees. The rest of the top five, Guardian Industries, Koch Engineered Solutions, and Flint Hills Resources. Annual revenue last year, $110 billion. That's business news here on a Friday morning with Steve and Ted.
Are you familiar with that first one on the list?
Which was
Molex? Or?
Well, I remember when they bought it. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Okay.
But I remember that they acquired it. So they've acquired several big companies Koch has. It is at 7:53 now, Steve and Ted. Today is National Tooth Fairy Day. Looking back on the history of dental care for the little ones, the little helpers, and selling the tooth fairy comes around after you lose your teeth, right? And you leave your tooth under your pillow, and the tooth fairy in my day would give you a dime. And I'm sure the market over the years has gone up for that.
Well, inflation.
Inflation. I don't
even the tooth fairy is subject to inflation.
Because
in my childhood it was a quarter.
I don't even think that my grandkids have even observed that. I think their parents have just kind of ignored it.
What does it have to do with the parents?
Well,
it's got to do with the tooth fairy.
You know, the parents have to tell the tooth fairy where to come, I think.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, they need to get with the program.
No. The parents have to tell the children how to get it, Ted. You can't just automatically get a tooth bunny for your tooth.
Yeah, you got to put it under the pillow.
You know where to put it, you know, right?
What's going on with this generation?
I don't know. Tooth Fairy Day. At any rate, it's a good time to think about your kids and your own teeth and how you take care of them. So there you go. Tooth Fairy Day. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on Congress now and the coronavirus. There's some conflict there. Ted has sports.
Yeah, we'll take a look at another big game for the Shocker men's basketball team at Coke Arena last night. We'll have highlights here from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. At 8:35 this morning, we'll get you caught up in what you need to know in the world of entertainment.
And we have traffic and weather as we head into the weekend in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.